What command are you going to use to trace that image?
I am going to use control point curve.
Instructor John Niebergall squats next to the computer of Malachi Blue.
Then I trace the outside of the logo, then I'll do the inside after.
Niebergall helps the students design their own stickers, dog tags, and even harpoon heads to print out. Malachi is one of seven Togiak High School students who spent the week in Dillingham. Togiak just finished putting together their own Fab Lab in the Boys and Girls Club building. These students are getting an introduction to the possibilities of Fab Labs at the Bristol Bay campus, learning more on how to use computer design programs, run the 3D printer, and even a laser cutter.
I thought doing laser drawing was fake, but then now it's real.
Malachi, a 10th grader, says the class has sparked his creativity.
There's too much things I can think of to create.
The idea is that these seven students will learn these skills and then transfer that knowledge to other students when they get back home. Clarissa Canulli is an 11th grader, and she had been taking drafting classes when the opportunity to see a 3D printer in action presented itself, and she jumped at the chance.
And I heard they could print out stuff like 3D, and that's what made me want to come here. I wanted to see how that would work, because I didn't know what that was at all.
And from an outside view, someone might come in here and say, well, wow, they're just cutting out stickers on a machine.
Patrick Kraft is an instructor of machine manufacturing technology from the Portland Community College in Oregon. He came up for the week to help with the training. He says, really, students are learning to engineer products, which involves math and science skills.
You know, you're learning CAD systems and you're learning code and how to run automated machinery.
And those skills could play out in an interesting way in remote Bristol Bay. Take the fisheries, for example, and all of the little parts that need fixing or replacing in a hurry. It can cost time and money to have them shipped in. Kent Winship heads the Fab Lab at the Bristol Bay campus.
So we could take a part broken here in Dillingham, we could 3D scan it, print it out on the 3D printer, instantly make that part, try it within 4 or 5 hours, probably have it printed out, go down there and try it on that machine, make sure it fits and functions with the gears or rollers or whatever, and then machine them out on a CNC mill.
Patrick Kraft says that possibility presents exciting new job opportunities for highly trained students.
And being able to give those skills back here in a school environment where a local employer might say, I'll buy that equipment, I'll move it here, and I'll make a good job to keep those people in my community that grew up here could stay here and make a really comfortable living, and everybody wins on that deal.
Sam Gosick is the principal of Togiak High School. He took the class alongside his students. He says the idea behind the program is to merge modern technology with the indigenous way of life.
And these students, I believe, they're the pioneers of that, the first people to actually have hands-on learning of what this modern technology can do.
He hopes these classes will inspire his students to take their education seriously and that they can apply what they learn in school to possibilities in the future. At the end of class, Clarissa Canulli is most proud of a sticker she designed and printed out on a professional inkjet printer.
It's like I created that sticker. I made that. You better like it.
In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.